Here we go with Don Stover and his five-string banjo. Another amazing sound to my young ears.
Don Stover, that's mighty, mighty fine five-string.
All right, that is mighty, mighty fine five-string banjo picking. I've got to say that this was the beginning of a wonderful experience in my life, and over the years I got to be friends with the Lilly Brothers. They stayed in Boston for 18 years. Playing in these bars that catered to sailors. There was a big Navy base in Charlestown. And the main place they stayed at was the Hillbilly Ranch right next to the Trailway Station in downtown Boston, on the edge of what they used to call the Combat Zone. And the club was sometimes referred to by its patrons as the Zoo. So they played there 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, half hour on, half hour off, starting at 8 o'clock and going till 1 in the morning. So they did that all those years with no vacation. They took 2 weeks off in the summer with no pay, of course. And one time my friend Bill Keith and I sat in for them, and if you think that isn't work, you got another thing coming. So they did that for all these years. And we did become friends. And I remember visiting their home in the triple deckers of East Cambridge, and outside there was the noise of crowded streets, the smell of burning rubber from the nearby vulcanizing plants, but inside was the sound of music, children playing, the smell of pinto beans and cornbread on the stove. You could have been 1,000 miles away in Beckley, West Virginia. And for the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover, this music was part of their heritage, and it was something they cherished and preserved, and they wanted to pass it on. And I don't think they would have ever thought that someone like myself, coming from this background I did, would be a likely candidate. But I wanted this music in my life. I wanted this reality of this music in my life. And I brought my friend Bill Keith, who became a great banjo player. He learned from Don Stover. Peter Rowan, another wonderful singer and player. I brought them into the Hillbilly Ranch. So many people came in to see them. They were very influential in a lot of people's lives. And they never, ever lost their sweetness and their generosity. And in the 70s, I came to play with the two sons of Everett, Everett Allen Lilly, who played wonderful thumb-picking guitar and sang, and his brother Tennis Lilly, who played bass and sang. So we formed a little trio, and I'm just trying to think here. We did some recording, and this is just a sample of what we were doing.
Is it me, or is the whole world going blind? It must seem like I'm losing my mind. At times my legs can't seem to walk. Oh, my tongue still moves, but it can't talk. Is it the music in the morning, or those long legs running, or that laugh that makes me feel this way? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today? Why not give in? What have you got to lose? At the worst, you might wind up with the blues. It's too late now to think about the cost. It can't be more than you've already lost. Is it the music in the morning, or those long legs, or that laugh that makes me feel this way? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today? Is it the music in the morning, or those long legs of running, or that crazy laugh that makes me feel this way? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today?
Oh, there I am with Everett Tennis Lily singing harmonies with me, Everett Allen Lily playing wonderful thumb-picking electric guitar there. And I had become kind of part of the Lily family by this point, and I couldn't think of a better family to be part of. I'm going to play one more song by the Lily Brothers. I should mention that this music I'm playing, there's a couple of albums. One is called The Lily Brothers and Don Stover Early Recordings. These were done on a small label in Maine called Event Records, and now they're available on Rebel Records, which does a lot of bluegrass music. And the other album is The Lily Brothers and Don Stover on the Radio, 1952 and 3. This was put out by Rounder Records, and that was from a transcription. That's why some of this stuff sounds a little scratchy. But, you know, I used to listen to the radio from Wheeling, West Virginia, and the Grand Ole Opry, and it was hard to hear. But the music got through to me, and I think you can get the idea from the vitality of this music. The little scratchiness isn't going to really bother anybody. I'm going to do one more song here by the Lily Brothers. This is an old Carter Family song. And to show you how this music kind of entered my life and stayed in my life, 40 years later, I was working with Nancy Griffith on an album called Other Voices, Other Rooms. And she decided to do this very same song. So you can hear the Lily Brothers first do it, and then Nancy, this is Are You Tired of Me, My Darling?
Are you tired of me, my darling? Did you mean those words you said that has made me yours forever? Darling, answer only with your eyes. spoke in warm affection, the words my heart could ne'er forget. Tell me, could you live life over? Could you make it otherwise? Are you tired of me, my darling? Answer only with your eyes.
There is Nancy Griffiths doing Are You Tired of Me, My Darling, the song I first heard from the Lily Brothers. And, of course, you might have heard that Emmylou Harris and Iris DeMent were singing with Nancy on that. Certainly a very angelic trio. As John Prine might say, how lucky can one guy get? And that's me. I have been so lucky. Also on that recording, just as a matter of passing interest, you heard Nancy playing the lead guitar on that, and she's a lovely guitarist. And in the session, she asked Chet Atkins to come. And I'd never met Chet Atkins, and it was an honor to have him in the studio. And he sat down and asked Nancy to play the song, and she played it with that guitar. And he said, that's fine, that sounds good, I'll just back you up. And Nancy started to say, well, no, you, he said, no, you're doing just fine, I'll just back you up. Chet Atkins was not an egomaniac, and he knew a good thing when he heard it, and he was happy to back her up and play a supporting role. And that told me an awful lot about him. And so I'm just telling you this because, as I say, I started with the Lillie Brothers, and that was quite an opening for me. But that show, the Hayloft Jamboree that they were part of, went on after they got off the radio for their 15-minute show. And it was a disc jockey named Nelson Bragg, the Merry Mayor of Milo, Maine. And he was quite a character and very funny. And he was playing quite a different kind of music, but something that definitely got my attention.
Well, I left my home down on the rural route. I told my pa I'm going stepping out and get the honky-tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blue. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue. Well, I went to a dance and I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose them jumping honky-tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blue. Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue. Honky-tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blue. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and scat right back to my pappy's farm and leave his honky-tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blue. Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blue.
Well, there's no mistaking that voice. That is Hank Williams, and here I was in another world. And I'll tell you what world you're in right now. This is Jim Rooney. And I'm in it for the long run is the name of this program, and it's an exploration of my 60 years of music, and you're listening to it on Royalton Community Radio, RCR, and hope you're enjoying it, and I'm just enjoying listening to all this music. This is the music that really got me started a long time ago, and I still just love it. Another guy that I just loved and still do is Hank Snow.
Listen to us story about a gal I know. She's my music maker, my mime, hillbilly bull. She's sweeter than the music when she tickles the strings. Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. She's my music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. She'll play a little rhythm, do the boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Here in the evening when the sun sinks low, singing and a-picking on that old banjo. You want to jive when the words roll out of her mouth. Everybody's calling her the queen of the south. She's my fiddle-playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee. You gotta start dancing when she gets in the groove. Picks the big bass fiddle or yodels the blues. Plays the downbeat, offbeat, and the old beat. A break down, a hold down, a does it up neat. She's my bass picking baby from Memphis, Tennessee. Baby is a coming to town. All the jive jumping jitterbugs together around. They keep a yelling to my queenie, now honey, let's go. My baby starts picking and I'm picking down low. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee.
Ah, the singing ranger himself, Hank Snow.